The Divrei Torah this evening should be a schus for Rafua Shlema or Chaya Rezo Bastina B'toch Shar Chol Yisrael. Just in the short amount of time that we have to try to get a glimpse into a very, very heavy topic, just to get an angle on the severe issue that Moshe Rabbeinu took a gamble and sent the Meraglim, as Rashi tells us at the beginning of the Parsha, second Rashi, Shlach lecha l'daitcha. It's your choice. Ani, eni mitzav lecha, im tirtze shlach. I'm not commanding you. If you want, send them. As Rashi goes on to bring from Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dropped unsubtle hints that he was very unhappy with this, and he's going to give makom, you know, make room for the error to happen. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he takes the risk. And Vayishlach al pi Hashem, you know, so al pi Hashem, Rashi tells us again, Birshusai, no, don't think it was al pi Hashem as in a tzivu, it wasn't, it was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Rishus, right? Shalo ikev al yodai. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bar Moshe Rabbeinu from taking this option of sending the Meraglim. But, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it very clear, it's, you know, he doesn't want it, you know, and there's going to be room to make the terrible mistake that was made, which gave us the Bechia L'dairis, you know, that we still suffer from Ad Hayom Hazeh. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking? Days like this, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to enter Eretz Yisrael, there were already precursors, there were already remuzim before the actual story happened at Mei Meriva, right? Already Paro, in his Itzagninus, saw that Moshion Shel Yisrael, Loike B'mayim, right, the one that's going to save Yisrael, is going to be struck by water. So he thought it was, you know, the water of the Nile. So that's why I called Ben Hayilot, Hayora Tashlichu. It was, you know, didn't get the accurate picture. It'll be Mei Meriva. In last week's parasha already, Eldad and Medad are misnabed at Moshe's mace, and Yoshua Machnisam La'oretz. There was always this... Even before it happened, Bepoyo, it happened before the Chet was sealed with the failure that there was by Mei Meriva that happens 40 years later from where we're holding right now in Chumash. That story with Mei Meriva in Parshas Chukas actually happens at the end of the 40 years. Right? But there was always signs that Moshe Rabbeinu may not make it into Eretz Yisrael. Right? And the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Eretz Yisrael was tenuous. The reason is like this. As it says, when Moshe Rabbeinu indeed, you know, did what we would call, you know, what Chazal call, you know, what the Chumash calls, a chet on his, you know, sublime level, not a chet, you know, Sach HaKol Ram says his whole chet was that he got angry, right? You know, we do this, you know, that was his chet, he got angry, right? But for him it was a chet, right? But when that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something very interesting. Yan lohem mantem bi lahagdisheni leini b'nei Yisrael. Right, you didn't believe in me to be mekadosh my name in front of b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't believe in God. What does it mean? Lohem mantem bi lahagdisheni. He speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ponim al ponim. So the Svasemis over there says that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't believe in God. Moshe Rabbeinu knows there's a God. Right? Because as we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu speak ponim al ponim. When you have something in front of you, emunah doesn't come into play. Right? I don't need emunah that there's a table here in front of me. You need emunah. You need trust. If the goods are not in front of you, I got to trust you. Are you ne'eman? Can I trust you? Are you trustworthy? You're going to deliver. When the truth is revealed in full clarity, emunah does not come into play. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega, as well as the whole door that was under his hanhaga, which is called the door Deya, right? Emunah didn't apply to that. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, panim b'panim, even if not on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, but you have the Anoni HaKavod around you, you get your food from the man every day, you get your water from a miraculous bear, and the Onan does your laundry for you. You know there's a God. Right. And so that their hanhoga was das. That's why it's called the door deya. Right? The pasuk says, "Lahagid baboker chastecha veemunoscha balelos." You need emuna for times of darkness. You know, when, you know, the MS is not clear, so you need faith because, you know, you hang on. Like in the darkness, you hang on and you navigate based on how you remember it during the day, even though things may have changed because you don't see. So you don't need emuna during daytime when everything is clear and apparent and right in front of you. The pasuk says, "Vayavdol kim ben ha'or uben ha'choshech." So the Medrash Rabbah says in the Parshas Bereishis, "Zeh sefer bamidbar shehivdol hakadosh baruch hu ben dor yotzei mitzrayim leven dor bo'ei ha'aretz." Right? Sefer bamidbar is lahavdol ben ha'or uben ha'choshech. And that's coming because this Sefer divides between the door that came out of Mitzrayim, because at the beginning of the Sefer, we're dealing with that door. By the end of the Sefer, we're holding 40 years later with the door by Oretz. The Medrash over here is setting up an equation, right, that the door Yotzei Mitzrayim is called Or. The door of Boya Oretz is called Choshech. Right? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the Hanhaga changed. Because over there, all the revealed miracles ceased, and Am Yisrael had to start living, you know, b'derech hateva. Right? And they didn't get, you know, the man from Shemaim. They had to eat me'avur ha'aretz, and they had to go and work, and everything became alpi da'anhoga hativit, right? Which is the midah of Eretz, you know, the way earth works. So here's an amazing thing. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, V'hoya emunas itecha choshen Yeshua schochem v'das. Yiras Hashem hi otzaro, emunas ze seder's right. The whole chilek of the Torah Shebaal Peh that talks about mitzvahs atulis parts is called emuna. Shem, as Tosfos says, in the name of Yerushalmi, shemamin b'chei olamin v'zorei. You got to have faith in God that you got to plant it, you got to get that back. You know, you just planted you put your food in the ground, right? And everything that goes, you know, about life in olam hazeh is you have to go with emuna because the hashgacha is hidden. Right, going into Eretz Yisrael was to go in from Das to Emuna. It's going from day to night. And that's what it means also. V'nasatcha mehoitcha olav in Parshas Pinchas, when Moshe Rabbeinu anoints Yehoshua. So Chazal say, mehoitcha v'lo kol hoitcha, skenim shebol sador hayu oimrim. Pnei Moshe k'pnei chama, pnei Yehoshua k'pnei levana. Moshe Rabbeinu's face shines like the sun. Yehoshua's face shines like the moon. Hamara Godol lememshelas hayom, v'hamara kon lememshelas halayla. Yehoshua shining like the moon reigns at night. He's the one who's machlis l'artso, where you go into the darkness, which requires emunah, and Yehoshua is the manik that's on par with that anhaga, like the moon that reigns at night. Pnei Moshe k'pnei chama, it's the or. So the transition of going from the anhaga of the midbar to the Hanhoga of Eretz Yisrael is going from Das to Emuna, like going from Or to Choshech. And that is why, you know, most of the mitzvahs ma'asios only went into effect when they got into Eretz Yisrael. Right? As many parshas in the Torah open up, Ki Savo El Oretz, because the Dor HaMidbar worked with their mind. They didn't work in Maisa, because they weren't living on earth. The inyan of mitzvahs ma'asios, that we do mitzvahs with our body, And Ratzon Hashem now is not just Chochmah, but it's Nislabish in Maisa, because that's the only language the earth understands. If we're going to bring Tikkun to the physical realm, you got to speak to the physical realm in the language that it understands. And the way we're metaken the physical realm is by the physical actions that we do. That's putting the Kedusha on a commensurate level with physicality. The earth is deaf, dumb, and blind. Right, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet, that bedinhu, that if a person steals a saw shalchitim, right, he shouldn't be able to plant it and make profit off of it, right? But oilam kamin hago noheg vosam shakilkul atin liten esadin. Right, there's the danhoga of the earth is oilam kamin hago noheg bederach hateva, seemingly in contrary, you know, encounter to Ratzon Hashem, because a ganav could actually make seemingly in the short run. Not in the long run, not. But in the short run, he can make profit from his stolen goods. That's the midah of Eretz. Eretz has no das. It's deaf, dumb, and blind. It's just a machine. A ganav could plant stolen seeds, just like anyone could plant, you know, what he rightfully owns. The way to inject das gradually into the Eretz and to change the world is through mitzvahs ma'asiyas. Right? Mitzvahs ma'asiyas are called what? Ha-locha. Walking. Halacha, right? You know, because it's about walking the earth. It's about, you know, it's about our contact with earth. You know, the we know ki ner mitzvah, the Torah or, right? The mitzvahs are called a candle. Candle is to light up the darkness, because the emes is hidden. And that's what the pasuk says. Ner l'ragli dvorecha v'or l'nesivasi. The Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the halacha, is a candle to how we walk, meaning how we make contact and cope with life on earth. Right? The Dor HaMidbar wasn't on earth. We're learning now Baba Kama and Daf Yomi. You reach the second parak about Nizkei Regel. Right? So, you know, if it, behema, my behema tramples something. Why is it my problem? Right? So the Gemara says, Vishilach zuarego ad avid kein vishilach, because you weren't shomer it, it's as if you sent it. So it's as if, you know, the behemoth is being mazik al pi your das. So the regel is relates back to the Adam, the bar das, because he wasn't shomer. It's called that he sent it, right? Right? In absence of the das of the Adam, who was negligent in his responsibility, it's tam called regel. Regel, Miloshen, Hergel, habit. Habit is something done without das. Moshe Rabbeinu's brave project, what it was over here, he took a risk, right, of sending, he was mishalech, these people that subsequently became miraglin, stam regel, feet without a head, because they didn't follow the das of Moshe Rabbeinu. But he tried to send them, just like you could send your animal, and it's misyaches back to you, because you sent it. Because the das of the Adam now is riding on the behema, because he sent it in a way by being negligent in Shmira. Moshe Rabbeinu sent them. Shlachacha ledatcha. This was a bold attempt to create a bridge between his hanhaga and the hanhaga of Eretz Yisrael. If this project would have been matzliach, it would have called that he built a bridge between these two madregas that are not congruent, and he would have come into Eretz Yisrael with us, and this would have very much accelerated the tikkun that we are doing very gradually through the mitzvahs that we do, mitzvahs ma'asiyas that we do, gradually transform the earth to reach what's the apex, what's the high point, wasn't of Selah so, Umola ha'aretz deya es Hashem, kamayim layam mechasim, right, we have to put das in the earth, that lossy level, the earth will reject, you know, stolen seeds and not grow them. Right, the gilui, there'll be a gilui that Ratzon Hashem runs everything, and the Hanhoga Ativis, the Hanhoga of Oretz, will be consistent with that. It's called that there's now Das in the Oretz. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu's brave project with the Shluchim, that Vishilach, right, that these feet, you know, that walk the land should relate back to it, like the person's Vishilach Zuaregel, was to bridge his Madrega of Dat. And that's what he said, Shlacha Lidatcha. It's Alpi Yor Das, because this brave attempt was to create a bridge between him and Eretz Yisrael. If this project would have been Matzliach, he would have bridged that, you know, tenuous relationship. He would have strengthened it and reinforced and paved the way so he could come into Eretz Yisrael with us, right? And we'd be Zocha to accelerate the Tikkun of Molard's Deus Hashem. And that's what it means, that if Am Yisrael would have come, Moshe would have come with us, with Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash would have never been Nechrav, because it would have metamorphosized Eretz Yisrael and caused such a gilui of behirus, of the emes. Am Yisrael would have never sinned and not been Nechshol in all the things that they were Nechshol in that caused us to go into Golos. Right? But because he wasn't Matzlichus, wasn't Matzliach, right? So they were Miraglin, they were just the Rego. Without the shlichus, without the das of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why we're in the sad state that we're in Ad Hayom Hazeh. But the attempt was a bold one to try to accelerate the tikkun, to make that bridge that would enable him to come into Eretz Yisrael, like will be Lossi Lovo, B'mehra B'yomim.